This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
One of the hardest hit sectors of our economy during the COVID-19 crisis has been the hospitality and tourism industry. With restrictions on flights outside of the country, we want to know, are you taking up road trips to explore the province of Ontario or other parts of Canada this summer? We want to hear all about it. We can live vicariously through you, perhaps. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. Are you traveling this summer and what are you doing? And do you feel safe doing it? 416-360-0740. Or 1-866-740-4740. Dr. Marion Joppa is professor at Guelph University School of Hospitality, Food and Tourism Management. She joins us for this conversation about the change in travel. Dr. Joppa, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
And are you doing any traveling this summer?
No, actually, I am not until probably September. And then I have to go cross country to help my daughter move.
Well,
and we're not looking forward to it.
You are or you are not?
We are not. We are not.
What are you concerned about?
Well, we live in southern Ontario. We have to travel to Alberta. There's a lot of hours on the road where there's nothing or very little that's open. And what's open, you don't know really, you know, how safe it is, gas stations, roadside washrooms, that kind of thing. It just makes you a bit nervous.
And yet, so that is a trip of necessity, but there are trips you can plan maybe that are closer to home, which still give you that flavor of travel, but don't require a long time to get there.
Correct. And that is exactly what quite a few people are doing. But with the spikes that we are seeing up and down, and of course, they've just reported that we've gone over 200 cases once again after a month of being below, people still are very, very anxious. And the research that is being conducted by the various governments actually shows that the vast majority of Canadians feel that we're opening up too fast, believe it or not.
Yes, I hear that all the time from family and friends and work colleagues. There's a nervousness and anxiety about the quickness of the reopening.
Yes, and so people are anxious, and even though we have now gone in many parts to this level where we can go back to restaurants and bars, indoor restaurants, because we've been able to go to patios for a while, people are very concerned about it. They're not ready. They're psychologically not ready to go back to places with crowds. And rightly so, because we saw the spike as a result of Bywood Market in Ottawa.
Yes, they had 43 new cases, I believe. And yet the overall numbers are down a bit today from yesterday, 165 from 203 yesterday. But still, there is a concerning trend. We talked about that with our epidemiologists at the top of the show about the young people and the crowding on the patios and the partying and so forth. And as you mentioned, Bywood Market, that's an example of that. To get the ball rolling here with the phones, Dr. Joppa, I'll tell you what my husband and I are doing this summer. So we took a week at the beginning of July and we basically stayed in the GTA, but we went out golfing every day. It was like a golf staycation because golfing has been allowed, and it's a good activity where you can physical distance. So that was an enjoyable experience. Tonight we're hopping in the car and heading to our family cottage on the Bay of Quinte. So that's a couple of hours drive away. We can feel confident at the cottage and we take our food with us. We may go to a patio, but basically keeping our distance from most people. So that will be an enjoyable experience, but obviously no trips to Europe, no trips to the Caribbean, even probably in the fall. So I want to put that out there to you. That's my story. How are you traveling this summer? 416-360-0740, toll free, 1-866-744-740. Are you doing any travel this summer? Let's talk about, Dr. Japa, the travel and tourism industry, how it's been decimated by the pandemic.
Yes. Well, the airline industry, first and foremost, we often don't understand how much we rely on airlines in this country, both domestically and internationally, and the role that they play. And so for them to have basically lost 80% of their numbers of travelers is absolutely devastating. And internationally, they are so down because that's the gravy for them. Domestically, they can't, even though we as Canadians complain about prices in Canada for flying, they actually don't make as much on domestic travel as they do on international travel. So the closed borders have been the real problem for them. And of course, domestically as well.
And then, of course, there's the ripple effect for travelers, consumers who've booked flights or cruises prior to the pandemic or other travel and couldn't do it because of the COVID-19 crisis. Some have lost money as a result of these various travel companies going under. Maybe you have a story to share about that. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. Dr. Japa, can you comment on that, money lost as a result of flights or cruises booked before the pandemic?
Yes. Well, part of the issue has been, first of all, the tendency of people, and myself included, if I'm convinced that I'm going on a trip and I'm healthy, why am I going to buy a more expensive ticket? You fly economy, right?
Yes.
Well, economy very often comes with no exchange, no refunds. So you are gambling, but it's always worked. And so why wouldn't it now? Mm-hmm. And so when something like this happens, we're stunned because we sort of said, but I wanted to go. It wasn't my fault that the flight was canceled. And so airlines being confronted with literally hundreds of thousands of people having to cancel or being canceled and requesting reimbursement simply couldn't do it. They just didn't have the money. And so they opted for vouchers, which from their perspective is a solution. From the traveler's perspective, not necessarily. We don't all have that kind of money that we can just loan interest-free to an airline to maybe, use in a year's time or 18 months. So it's hard on people that are confronted with that problem.
Well, we've talked about the negatives around travel because of the pandemic. Let's start focusing on the positives. And by the way, you're listening to Zoomer Radio's Fight Back, Jane for Libby, and Dr. Marion Japa from Guelph University School of Hospitality, Food and Tourism Management. Let's talk about travel options in Ontario, just to get away for a little bit and feel safe doing it.
Well, in Ontario, hyperlocal travel is still the way most people are enjoying the province. And by hyperlocal, you're basically staying in and around your own community, maybe within 1 to 2 hours. So they're day trips, little outings, a lot into sort of the rural areas, conservation areas, because outdoor is safer than indoor. And it's easier to physical distance when you are in a park setting or, on the ravines, that kind of thing. So those are the destinations, and your golf destination that you mentioned, they're part of that rural setting where you have more space. And so they're very popular with people. But often the smaller communities that are in those regions are actually feeling overwhelmed by the number of visitors because they don't have the wherewithal to cope with a sudden influx, especially on a nice sunny day, people showing up. So in some areas, it's actually causing a little bit of stress, and people are concerned about visitors coming in.
No, that makes sense. We have some callers on the line. Marion, let's go to Dennis in Brampton. Hi, Dennis. Are you doing any traveling this summer?
Actually, no. And it relates to my comment. I see this through a couple of lenses. I'll speak from my own lens, which is I'm in my 70s with some underlying health conditions. But there's another group of Zoomers who, let's say, are in their 50s and are healthy and perhaps don't have underlying health conditions. So the latter group probably are more inclined to travel. Mm-hmm. As for my group, I don't foresee any travel plans as yet. I think it's too early. I'm fearful of circumstances on the road where I don't have the kind of control I have when I'm at home. And with respect to flying, for myself and those I know who've loved to travel, they don't see getting on an airplane anytime in the new future, if at all going into the future, for two reasons. One is the COVID and the safety, but the whole airport experience for seniors is now so overwhelming that it just doesn't seem worth it. So those are my comments. I'll leave it to your guest to comment and anyone else who's calling.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for those comments. Let's go to Jan in Guelph. Jan, go ahead. You're on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, Libby. I did call before and was fortunate enough to get most of my money back from Air Transat and claimed a little bit off the credit card. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what the lady there said about the airline doesn't have the money to reimburse. Well, of course they've got the money. They've got our money. And yes, there might be some administrative costs involved, but you know, even if they gave most of it back and kept a little tiny bit to cover the costs, the administrative costs, that would be fine. But to not give people the money back, to me, is stealing their money.
Jan, thank you. It's Jane, by the way. Libby is back tomorrow, but thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, then.
Dr. Japa, what about what Jan is saying there about that they may just be crying wolf, these airlines and cruise companies?
Well, I am not involved with them directly, so I can't speak to it. I can only refer us to the Minister of Transport, Marc Garneau, mm-hmm. Who spoke on this issue because he's been asked numerous times, and he's been defending the airline industry and the fact that they've been giving vouchers. And apparently Air Canada has changed the validity of the voucher to 2 years now. But he is defending it because he's saying airlines in this country are a lifeblood because we're such a huge country. And no, they can't survive if they have to reimburse everybody everything that they owe. So I can only refer to him because he would have intimate knowledge and I don't.
And what about Dennis in Brampton? You know, he mentions being in his 70s, an underlying health condition. We have many Zoomer Radio listeners who fall into that category. As much as it would be enjoyable to travel, it's much safer to stay put and wait till this whole thing is over.
Totally. And actually, there is constant research being done, again, by the province on sentiment of people. And essentially, there are five groups, and each of them is a fifth. So they're give or take equal. And one of that group is no travel under any circumstances. And that is exactly older people, underlying health conditions, things like that. You have a second fifth that is quite content with the lockdowns because they're comfortable, they work from home, their life is you know, confined within their house, their backyard, the occasional trip to the grocery store. So that's a lot of people who do not see travel in their future at all.
I want to ask, sorry, go ahead, finish.
No, it's just a concern that from an economic perspective, that people are not re-engaging with the economy, even locally in some instances.
Based on your expertise, what kind of timeline do you think we're dealing with here in terms of getting back to normal travel? I suppose a lot of it is dependent on when there is a vaccine for COVID-19.
Yes, absolutely. But it is also certainly for the sort of more local intra-provincial and maybe inter-provincial travel, it is more dependent on the numbers going down and seriously down. Even 200 seems high to many people. So those numbers have to come down, and we have to see people acting responsibly. There is also a fifth of that population that is ready to go, and they're the first ones out the gate as soon as something is opened up, like the bars, and their behavior is really quite irresponsible for themselves, but more so for others they come in contact with. And that's when we see the spikes, and that's when we also see people in these other two categories who don't want to travel and are either afraid or content with the lockdowns. They actually don't trust the ones that are ready to go. So we need to see responsible behavior by our friends, colleagues, and by businesses.
And in the meantime, as you mentioned, hyper-local travel, supporting local businesses, local day trips, that kind of thing, staying safe and yet still being able to enjoy yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the conversation. I know many Zoomers are craving travel. What are we now? Almost 20 weeks into the pandemic. So it is top of mind for people to get back to it when it is safe to do so. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Marian Joppa is a professor at Guelph University School of Hospitality, Food and Tourism Management. Libby returns tomorrow. It's been a pleasure being with you the last week and a half. Bob Komsic is coming up here with the news. And by the way, our Fight Back voicemail is open 24/7. If you didn't get a chance to call in, 416-367-9636. 416-367-9636.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.